Joining me on the line is Darren Bergman, who is the Democratic Alliance spokesperson on planning, monitoring and evaluation in the Office of the Presidency. Darren, I'm in the studio with Roz Basarabi, who is a motivational speaker and author, and she might Roz might just pop in if she has a question.
I'm also in the room with the author myself.
I'd love to. Darren, it would be ideal to actually approach somebody from the DA.
You were both talking at the same time. So Darren's in with an author, and Roz is saying that she's looking forward to chatting with you. I'll be the translator between the both of you, okay? Darren, let me start. What is your perspective on President Trump's offer of refugee status to South African minorities?
Look, I think it's in many instances it could be an overreach at this stage. You know, I think that there should be a form of escalation, firstly. But I also cannot help but think that there's a lot of poetic justice in the sense that I think it was Richard Poplick this morning that wrote that you know, one shouldn't just go use the word genocide too loosely. And that the accusations of the word genocide shouldn't be made, you know, it shouldn't be used loosely, and it should really be the government's action and intent. And I think that's what we, you know, what we're seeing is the irony and the hypocrisy from both countries. That hopefully it will bring some sense to the table, much needed sense to the table.
Darren, do you think the offer from Trump reflects a broader international concern about minority rights in South Africa, or is it more of a political maneuver?
Look, I think let's be clear. I don't think this is about the genocide of farmers. I think that there's a lot more to it. And I think that what they're doing is just dangling one piece of bait on the rod whilst there's many other hooks at the back still waiting. And I think that There's going to be a whole lot of discussions taking place on Wednesday. I think it won't just be about genocide of farmers. I think that they will be talking about how the RCJ and RCC case came about, how the funding for that came along. I think personally it could actually even be a setup. You know, that's I think we're going there with a preset agenda, and I think that when they get there and arrive, I think exactly what happened to President Zelensky, you'll all of a sudden see some other questions arising, other matters arising on the agenda. I'm happy for that because the discussion should come out, but I think the world needs to be very circumspect on the words that they use and the terminology than where we're tending people towards, you know, and we need to start being more responsible, and I hope that this will be the start of a discussion that will bring sense to both South Africa, because I think we need to realize that we're sitting in glass houses and throwing stones. But I also hope that America also just treads lightly in the diplomacy side, you know, that they become more diplomatic in their approach.
Darren, it's Roz speaking here. I wanted to ask you just provoked me on one level. You know, I'm obviously coming in from the situation that I'll put it down as a layman in the whole thing, a normal citizen who is concerned, as everybody else is, particularly minorities, about what the future of this country holds for us. And, you know, one of the reasons why I was so provoked by the program last week was because a large group had made their trip through to the USA. And I do know that it's a political maneuver for sure. I think there's nothing we know better, that politics is all about expedience, who it suits best. And for sure, I have no doubt that Trump is highly expedient. But at the same time, when you take away all the cloak and dagger and you look beneath, you wonder how much truth there is. And that's where I was struck. I was struck at Roz, you know, are you seeing smoke screens? Is there truth? Where's truth? Does it exist? Is it perception? Am I supposed to be concerned? And then I take myself to the time that, as Jews, we were in first German in Germany rather than Jews first. And it started to worry me and think that, you know, you never mind going to America. Should you not be going to Israel right now? Look, the Afrikaners have already gone to a country that they cannot even claim as their own. Here I am, I have this country called Israel. this beautiful, marvelous, glorious country called Israel, fighting for its life. What am I doing? Should I not now be getting up and going? That is where I was provoked. That is where I started to become very uncomfortable.
Ross, let me start off by saying, I think the strength of South Africans is their resilience. And I think that there's beautiful, beautiful people. I don't necessarily have the same glowing praise for our government. I found our government very divisive, and I think they've allowed division to creep in, and I think they've somehow even sponsored certain division. But when it comes to the people are resilient, and the people are beautiful, and that's what we need to hope, that it's the will of the people that shine through. Now, in this sense, what you're dealing with is that, again, we cannot empathize with what a farmer goes through, having to have their arms taken away, their commandos taken away, and we know that the attacks are very violent. As I said, I've always used the word genocide lightly. I've always used, you know, farm attacks, farm murders happen to black, white. So it happens to laborers more and farmers alike. But the truth is that you can't begrudge anyone. You know, if they've been given what they believe is the lifeline, under whatever guise they've been given that lifeline, if they believe it's safer to be in the hands of America than it is to be South Africa, I cannot judge them and I will not judge them. But needless to say that if you think that they're going for a holiday, if you think that people that get a refugee visa from the US are going to find sunshine and gold, that's far, very far from it. You know, wait till they start reporting back just exactly the restrictions that are placed on such a visa. Now, when it comes back to our minorities, I can name every country. As I said, I'm sitting with a very well-known author, Louisa Trigger, here from London. I can tell you now that the grass may look greener in the US, in the UK, in Europe, but we see those media headlines. We see how the upcreep in anti-Semitism, the upcreep in the universities, and those are not just verbal, those are violent attacks. Now, in South Africa, not that I wear rosy glasses, but in South Africa, those attacks are not, there's protests and there's threats, but at this stage, the violence is not there. There's still freedom within South Africa of a sort where, you know, our fight in South Africa, I think, is to bring justice to both countries and to bring a sense, as I said, of sanity where we can say, listen, let's investigate the cost of certain court cases. Let's investigate where it takes us. And could that money be better spent for South Africans domestically? And I think that's where, you know, these discussions are going to open up in the US. I just hope that Jews and farmers are not scapegoated for these discussions to open up. I think that if you look at the UNDP report, which is a report that tells you about the quality of life, South Africa and the Palestinian territories have always been neck or neck. The only difference is if you live in Palestine, you have a better chance of living 10 years longer than if you live in South Africa. And I think that's a big part that, you know, the government doesn't want you to see that report, which is an independent report. And just look at the last 10 years. It will tell you everything you have to know about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I think what we need to ask is the tough, tough questions, not because we have any, you know, if you're a peace lover, you don't want violence. You want the violence to stop. And I think that happens on all sides. But this fight is not against Palestinian people, and it's not against the Palestinian genocide. This fight from Israel is to return hostages. It's a value on life that's been placed on life of all people, not just Israelis. And it's also asking for it's ending terror, what they believe are, you know, someone says the Saturday people are under attack now, but tomorrow, be rest assured, it will be the Sunday people. For me, it's about bringing peace. You know, it's about finding the right solutions to all sides, finding the way to go, and not spending hundreds of millions on international issues when it's this country that needs crime fighting, that needs growth, that needs security. The housing over your head, the jobs. You know, this is all about the economy here.
Okay, Darren, I just want to say one thing, and it's a very quick question. It's a very, it's right down into your gut. Do you see a future for white people in this country?
Ross, if it was up to the people of South Africa, yes. If the ANC is to stay in power and if they to flirt with the breakers instead of the builders, well, then, you know, people have to make tough choices. But as it stands right now, I do believe that there's hopefully more builders than breakers. And I think that it's up to builders to steer this government through their own mess that they've created. And that's where I hope that we, you know, that's where I believe that it wasn't just the Rebbe, it wasn't just Nostradamus or Nelson Mandela that said that South Africa is going to be the place of the future.
I love what you said there because it actually reiterates a very strong belief system of many people here, of which I'm sure we will get to interview some of them. But I believe both ways. I am totally on your page, and at the same time, there's a part of me that says, Roz, are you actually living in cuckoo land? And I, it's that conflict that I have within myself, and I know that if I'm having it, what about others that are having it too? And Paula provoked it. She provoked it that day that she was on radio.
Well, let me come in here. Darren, I'm going to let you go because we have a few other people who we're asking for their views. But what I certainly do hear from you, Darren, is that there is a future for whites in South Africa and that the focus in this country needs to be on growth, crime fighting, and security.